It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
I know I'm excited for today's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Oh, I can't wait.
If you missed the show a little while back, we had somebody named Cora on. She's a listener. And she has a coworker who uses Tinder, and that coworker said that she saw Cora's boyfriend on Tinder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she wanted to come on the segment where we help people send text messages to try to see if we could catfish her boyfriend into thinking that she was somebody from Tinder because she wanted proof that he's cheating on her.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like we did catch him doing something. We don't really know what, though, because at the end of the conversation, he sent some strange things, a donut and a banana emoji and a couple other emojis. He's only conversing in emojis at that point. And
sketchy emojis.
Yeah, it seemed weird. And then he sent an address to a bar with a time to meet. And the last thing we heard from Cora was that she was going to go confront him at the bar.
Yeah.
And she's on the phone to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call. What's up, Cora?
Hey, guys.
Oh, my God, Cora, you sound so mellow, and I'm freaking out over here. Did you go to the bar? Did you meet up with him?
So I really hope I don't disappoint you guys, but no.
You didn't go.
You didn't go.
Why not?
I thought you were going to, you told us, like, you were going to lay into him. You're going to go to the bar and say, donut, banana, this.
I was, but I started to get dressed. I put my makeup on. I got my hair done, and I was on my way out the door, but then my nerves just completely took over. So I was afraid that if I got there and I confronted him that it was just going to get out of hand. So I was just like, I can't do it. I couldn't do it.
We could be reading about you in a news story driving your car through the front of a bar or something like that. Okay.
I think that's a response. I mean, it's not the action I wanted because I wanted some juicy story, but it's a responsible thing to do.
I think so.
So what did he tell you? Because he was obviously gone, right? He went to the bar.
As far as I know, I mean, he was definitely out. So I'm just going to assume that he was at that bar.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
God, have you seen him since this?
No, I have not.
And what have you been telling him to avoid him?
That I've just been busy at work and, you know, I've been tired and I just need some time to get myself together.
Because you were fired up, of course, when we talked to you last and he had set up this bar meeting. But you sound a lot more mellow about the whole situation now.
I am, I guess, because I've had some time to think about it.
Yeah.
And I'm still, my nerves are still, like, all over the place and my mind is still all over the place. So I'm just not sure what to do, which is kind of why I reached out to you guys.
Okay. So what do you want to do as far as an Awkward Tuesday phone call is concerned?
I was hoping that you guys could help me call him and confront him.
Okay, so you actually want to call him out for it over the phone instead of meeting him somewhere?
Yeah, I can't do the in-person thing. I just can't. I think I'm going to punch him if I see him in person.
Okay.
God, that's hard, though. I mean, because you would think, obviously, if he hasn't confessed to things and he still thinks that the relationship is fine, that he's just going to deny everything.
Yeah, but I think that if it's over the phone, he's going to be a little bit more relaxed because he knows how I am in person. So he doesn't have to hold my hands down, and he can kind of just say, okay, look, you got me. I'm sorry.
Because you think you might punch him in the face, and he thinks he might get punched in the face at that point. So both you guys are probably cool over the phone. Has it been weird since you guys haven't seen each other? Like, does he know something's up or no?
I don't think so. I think that he thinks I'm just busy because he knows what type of job I have. I'm busy, so it's normal.
And do you want to confess to him that you were actually the person texting him to meet up at the bar and that you had used your friend's phone to, like, disguise your number?
I think if he starts to lie, then yes.
Okay. But if he tells you the truth, then...
No.
No? Okay.
Yeah,
I think you should still tell him. But we'll figure it. Whatever you want to do.
I have never been in this situation where a guy's cheated on me before, so I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do.
Are you the type of person that he could persuade you into thinking that he wasn't cheating at this point?
Possibly, yes.
You know what? I think we've all been there. Like, you don't want to believe stuff that's really bad sometimes.
I mean, no, I really want to believe him. Like, everything has been so great, and I just really want to believe that he's not cheating on me. But the thing is, all the evidence is pointing in his direction. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
Sorry, my nerves are just all over the place.
That's right. But that's why it's good you're doing it this way, then. At least you have a bunch of other people listening to it to see if they can catch something, if you can't.
I know that I can't do this alone, so... I really appreciate you guys being here for me and being on the phone call, because if not, I'm sure I couldn't do this by myself.
All right. We're going to play a song, come back, and then you can call him and make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.